Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Holt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Cochran races back for the ball and makes the catch. The throw to the first, and Davis is out, unable to get back to the bag, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Bishop steals second. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Lamar moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Lamar moves to third. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Calm reaches second base with a double. Barrett scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cochran for a passed ball. Kahm moves to third. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Red Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway takes first base on ball 4. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss still hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Moss still moves to second. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper strikes out. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bishop fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kahm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dykes. Kahm moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Kahm moves to third. Schock moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Kahm scores. Schock moves to third. Faber moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. Two outs. Red Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holt moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Galloway hits a line drive to left field. Falk throws towards the plate. Schock fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Schock. Holt scores. Dykes scores. Galloway moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Barrett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lamar takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Com hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schalk strikes out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Faber hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Red Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a line drive towards first. Sheely reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Galloway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 2 in the game. Gray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lamar hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Fouck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fouck is 0 for 3 in the game. Fouck hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Fouck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fouck. Holt reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holt scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Com strikes out. One out. Buck Krause pinch hits for Ray Schalk. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Spence Harris pinch hits for Red Faber. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.